News, I'm Ben Thomas. The nation's employers added 336,000 jobs in September, an unexpectedly robust gain and the largest since January. The unemployment rate remained at 3.8%. Sagar Magani has President Biden's reaction.
Good news today.
The president says more Americans are working and getting paid more as inflation keeps falling.
It's no accident. It's Bidenomics.
Still, most U.S. adults feel negative about the economy. The president's blaming that on news media coverage that prioritizes the negative.
You all are not the happiest people in the world. What's your report?
But he says Americans know they're better off financially than before.
I think the people, those 300,000+ people who got jobs, feel better about the economy.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Still at work, those involved in New York's civil fraud trial against President Trump. An appeals judge rejected his request to halt it while he fights a pretrial ruling that could strip him of control of such assets as Trump Tower. Meantime, attorneys who have been defending MyPillow chief executive and election denier Mike Lindell against defamation lawsuits by voting machine companies are seeking court permission to quit. They say he owes millions of dollars and can't pay. The United Auto Workers has decided not to expand its strikes against Detroit's three automakers after GM made a breakthrough concession on unionizing electric vehicle battery plants. In Ukraine's northeastern city of Kharkiv, a Russian missile strike killed a 10-year-old boy and wounded dozens more.
Associated Press reporters at the scene saw emergency crews pulling the boy's body from the rubble of a building. He was wearing pajamas with a Spider-Man design. The explosion left a crater just a foot or so away from an apartment building. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And jailed Iranian activist Narges Mohammadi has won the Nobel Peace Prize for fighting women's oppression. This is AP News. How did stocks react to the September jobs report? Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
Stocks shook off a weak start and rallied to a higher close on Friday. That came after investors found things to like in a mixed report on the U.S. jobs market. The S&P 500 rose 1.2% after erasing an earlier drop of 0.9%. The Dow added 288 points, that's about 0.9%. The Nasdaq Composite flipped to a gain of 1.6%. Stocks initially tumbled after the strong jobs report raised worries about upward pressure on inflation. That seemed to increase the likelihood that the Federal Reserve would keep interest rates higher for longer. But the employment report also included some more encouraging nuggets for the inflation fighters at the Federal Reserve, including a moderation in wage growth. Treasury yields still wound up higher on the day. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note, which helps set mortgage rates, rose to 4.79%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thanks, Seth. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.